Okay, today's learning from Nishal Chaim Luz from Shai Yemaish and the Rishka is Maish is Reis from Nachar Maish is Sus for Shlomo Chaim Maish Shema Malka and Bracha Basar Malka Matchitzk Ben Fegedina and Sus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Mem Dalet. We are in the last Sif of Simon Reish Mem Dalet. We're up to Sif Vav. So here we go into a little bit of a complex nuance or a exception to the rules that we learned till now. And we're going to have to really try to understand. Of course, you commented the Shilas, you have to. It's very, very specific to each case, and you would have to ask a Shilas whether you can rely on these Aterim. But the Mechaber is going to give us over here a case where basically we're going to say that because of Hefsed Merubah, you're able to ignore a lot. Of what we learned. In the last five CFM. So the case is as follows, says Mechaber, Yehudi hakoina meches, umasker lo ein Yehudi lakabo meches b'shabbos. So basically the situation is as follows, that the government would have a right to collect taxes, and people were able to bid on the contract that they would pay the government a lump sum and for it, and then they were in turn have the right to collect the various different taxes. And those taxes, some of them were for items that were due on Shabbos. So Mechaber tells us you can go ahead and you can hire a guy or sort of lease out that business. We'll see how you're able to do it to a guy in order to collect that tax on Shabbos. Mutar, imhu b'kibolus. If you do it in kibolus, remember we said kablonus is a sort of a fixed price for a job. And therefore, we can be saimach that the guy is doing it. We're not saimach, but therefore, it's the guy doing it al daita the nafshe for his own personal benefit. Now, how do you do kibbalos in this case? Remember, you're collecting taxes and you get to keep that money because you bought the right from the government. So how do you give the taxes from Erev Shabbos, from Shabbos, I'm sorry, to be able to collect them? So the Mechaber explains the heinu. You say every time sell to the guy, every time you collect $100 in taxes, I'm going to give you a fixed amount. I'm going to give you $10. So now, when the guy is going ahead and collecting the taxes, why is he doing it? Because he wants to keep hitting his benchmarks. Every time he hits $100, he makes $10, and that's why he's doing it. Therefore, it's not him doing work directly. We say it's kablanus. Now, the obvious question over here is that why is this any different than if I had a beis hamerchatz, right? Which we said, I had a beis hamerchatz, even if I leased it out to the guy, or if I did it with a kablanus with the guy, this wouldn't work because we have marasayin. People are going to say that the Jew owns the beis hamerchatz and the guy is working there. He must have been that he paid the guy a salary to work for him that day. And the Yid has the Mesa Mechatz open on Shabbos. Now over here, when it comes to the Mechatz, everybody knows that the Jew owns the contract in the city for the taxes because the other 6 days of the week, he's the guy who collects it. So why all of a sudden over here is this mutter? And what would be the differentiation between these two cases? Okay? So let's see the Mishaburi. Maskaloi Ein Yehuda. Haloshenim. Do you kegavani shesoiches Ein Yehuda? He hires the Ein Yehudi, but he does it in a way with imhu b'kiboilus. The Oz, Shari Medina, says Lamai says, we learned even by the case of the Beis America. It's really from the din of Hilcha Shabbos, it should be Mutta. Kamoi b'oiris la'abdam b'resh simen reish nan beis. We'll see the case over there where you, same idea, where you hired the guy to be ma'abed your skins from your animals. The mutalitan like kardim shkias acham and mikibaylus, you can give it to him before Shabbos as long as it's done in this way. Mishum da daitan and afshakav, because he's doing it for his own reason. So that we understand that this is kablanis, and therefore midina it's mutter. However, the afogav the osa shom likboya le melachtas b'shabbos va'oid. Number one, you're not allowed to tell the guy he has to do it on Shabbos. This is out in the public. He's going store to store collecting the taxes. You do a lakol shehu shel Yisrael. Everybody knows that the Jew owns this contract. It would be no different than if the guy is doing the work in your house. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Chachamim in the time were matter this, because this pseudo, this hefsed merubah, you're going to lose a lot of money if you don't allow this. So, and let's just finish the reason they did it. The adam boil on money, when a person is going to have such a loss, the chacham, we find this several times, they were a little bit realistic, and they said, if we're going to make a gezeira that they can't do this because of maris ayin, and we're dealing with a situation that the person is going to have a tremendous loss, and therefore he's going to be very worried about his money, the Eloi Sharis, if we don't give him a heta mutadik way of doing it, also, he's going to end up not being able to control himself. He's going to do it himself, and he's going to be over. It's a deraisa. Why? The shema yichtof piska k'derech hamaychsim. Right? Maybe he's going to write when he goes around collecting the receipts, he's going to have to write a receipt, and therefore he's going to over an issa deraisa. Now, so let's try to just really understand this from a basic perspective. Okay. The issue is as follows. So why is it that all of a sudden over here we say it's a hefsed merubah, and when it came to the Beis HaMechatz, we did not say that it's a hefsed merubah? L'chaira, it should be the same thing. I have to shut down on Saturday my Beis HaMechatz or any one of the other cases that we learned earlier that you can't do it. We said Marisayin, you can't do it, right? But why over here? Why don't we say over there, hefsed merubah? So the basic difference in the Bir Alach explains this a little bit later. The Aruch HaShulchan explains it as well in a similar vein. This is, the basic difference is that there's two kind of situations. There's one thing called minias revach, meaning that because of Shabbos, I'm going to not have to be able to profit something, right? So simple case. I own a Beis HaMerchatz. If I have it closed on Shabbos, I'm not actually losing anything I have. I'm losing the ability to collect, to make money, right? It's minias revach. It's not money that I have. I'm losing the business. So if you don't go to work one day, you didn't, per se, lose money. You didn't make money, right? That's the idea. You have a grocery store and you keep it closed. You didn't lose money. You just didn't make money, right? That's minias revach. Minias revach doesn't make a difference. If the Chacham said it's us because of Maris Ayin, you're not allowed to do it. There's no, Hefsed Merubah, we can put away Minias Revach. We have a chiyuv to rest on Shabbos, and we have a chiyuv not to do business on Shabbos. And if the Chacham say that if it's going to look like Maris Ayin if you did it, then you still can't do it. Over here, it's not Minias Revach. You already have the Revach. The Mechas belongs to you. You're just not going to have the ability to pick it up. And if you don't pick it up the next day, you're not going to get it anymore. So you're taking a loss of something that you have. So when you're taking, it's not an exact dimium, but just to take a similar case, we'll find that there's certain things that they will matter when somebody, chas v'shalom, has a fire in their house. And they said, if we don't allow them to do this, which is really only the Rabbanon, then they're going to end up being over their raisa because they're going to be odd and boil on my mind. They're going to be nervous about it. So when you're losing something and you have this concern that if we don't give the people the leeway to get it done within the confines of halacha, then people are not going to be able to control themselves and they're going to be over on it. So that's the very clear difference, is minias revach versus actually losing something that is yours. So in this case, where you're losing something that you own, then they allow this heter to say, we're going to ignore the Maris Ayin concern in order that people shouldn't run into this problem. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah over here to finish up this thing. So the last thing he said, that what's the concern? The concern is that if I don't give a heter for me to do it, then what's going to happen? People are going to be boil on the minor, and they're going to want to, and they're going to get around collecting themselves, you know, because they say, really, there's no bad, some a major issue here in Shabbos, because, you know, maybe there's muksa, maybe there's carrying, but maybe there was an eruv over there. No, mate. Problem is, you're going to walk into a store, and the guy's going to say, I'm not paying you my taxes if you don't give me a receipt, and you can end up writing, which is an issa d'oraisa. Ulafiza continues the Chavetz Chaim, Mashma, the Bemechash Enkais. And what happens in a place that they don't write receipts? They don't actually get to collect money. They get some food in exchange for the tax. Usually in that situation, you didn't write a receipt. Also, Afila Yedein Yehudi. To Lo Yavili, they Issa Deraisa, Afili Yeloi Shirin Alei. This is what are we worried about? The whole reason we will matter is because we're worried you might come to an Issa Deraisa. In this case, you're not going to come to an Issa Deraisa. Since you're not going to come to an Issa Deraisa, I don't have to take away the regular gezeira of the Marisayan. That's one sheet. Avalataz, we're going to bring a mask that fill about even zeh sharina de Yehuda and Yehuda mishum seida. That they still, all these cases, they allowed mishum seida for them to do it. Miu says the Chavetz Chaim, but atzmai also the kabel of a mechashen and minemechel. You're not allowed to, even if your whole thing that you collect is food, you can't go do it on Shabbos. Even if it did not come from out of the tchum, it wasn't attached to the ground. Remember, we've had this already, but this has become a big topic here in Hilchos Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and take care of your business on Shabbos. So even though I have no concern of Marisayan, and even though I'm not really doing anything wrong because I'm just, this belongs to me, whatever the certain amount of food he's supposed to give to me belongs to me. It looks like you're taking care of your business on Shabbos, and you yourself are definitely allowed to do it. You are matter to take a goy b'kibaylus, as we explained, to do it. But you yourself are definitely not to do it. Gemara Shekasev, Simen Shinvav. We're going to see. We saw this in Simen Shinvav. Yehudi. So now he goes into another case, very similar. Yehudi shesach bishal melech manasar. So Yid went ahead and he got the contract. He paid the government for the contract to produce salt, right? So they would use, we're talking about a case of sea salt. So you'd have to boil up the water, let it evaporate, and create the salt. Mutal askle pal, but kabbalah is the same thing. You could do workers with kabbalah. Shem yas like kach v'kach melech, you'd like kach v'kach, same deal. Every time you produce 10 pounds of salt, I'm going to give you a dollar. V'afal pisha kalim be'etzem heisha yisrael. Now, even though the guy is using the kalim and wood that belong to the yid, shari, it's mutu, but vachla yaviu eitzim rishus yisrael b'shabbos. One thing is, it's very similar to the meches case, same logic behind it, but he's giving us this, bringing it down, he's telling us this extra part. He can't come on Shabbos to pick up the kalim and the wood from your house. You have to do it before Shabbos. Kol kablanis, all the cases that we gave kablanis, ein mitaris elim ke musalem erev Shabbos. You have to give him all the tools, all the instruments that he needs to do his job before Shabbos, and he has to take it out of your house. Shabbos and take it out of your house on Shabbos. Last thing he tells us, as the Mechaber said, clearly it has to be done in this deal of a Kablonis type deal. You produce a certain amount, I give you a certain amount of money. And it can't be that I just hire you to collect the meches on Shabbos and I pay you a salary. That's already, as we said, that's typical Amir al-Akam. Your guy becomes your shliach and you cannot have your shliach doing something for you on Shabbos that you're not allowed to do. Okay. Now, just we'll start with Ramat tomorrow. We'll just finish up the Mishabura on this Machabra. Et lucha kach v'kach dehenu she'em maskelo yoyim Shabbos klal. You don't tell him anything about Shabbos. Elav estama. If you collect so and so, I give you this amount of money. He's not considered hired to you for that day. You're not necessarily paying him for Shabbos. Because when you went ahead, and this is not earnings on Shabbos, you already own all the rights to collect it for the entire year. Shabbos happens to be part of it, but you already own the taxes for the whole year. So there is no Schar Shabbos over here. The only concern would have been the Marisayan, and that's what the Mechaber is coming to tell us, that we, in a case where we have, it's not Menias Revach, it's actually losing something that already belongs to you. And it's concerned that you might come to do a Deraisa, according to some, right? And we're worried that, and it's a Hefsa Merubah, so we're worried that you might be over and then potentially put yourself in the position that you might slip and be over a Deraisa. They were matarit, and they said, although previously we learned that for Marisayan, this case would really be also to do, but in this situation, it would be mutter. Okay, we'll stop over here, and we will continue tomorrow.